Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. State officials are doing their own investigation of the deadly ICE shooting of Renee Good after being shut out of the FBI case. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says they have jurisdiction to gather local evidence.
We are moving forward in collaboration with the Attorney General's office and the BCA to preserve any evidence and ensure that it can be reviewed. We are asking those in our community who have video or photos of the event to submit that information to our office.
Moriarty says they don't know yet if there will be sufficient evidence without the FBI case file to make a charging decision. The FBI has Good's vehicle, shell casings, and witness interviews. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey joined state lawmakers in coming together to request that the state BCA is included in the investigation of the shooting. The mayor says otherwise the Trump administration will prevent the truth from coming out.
Is it deeply concerning that this administration from the very get-go is drawing the conclusion that they may ultimately come to? Of course it is. And if you got nothing to hide from, then don't hide from it. Include local experts in the process. We got nothing to hide from here. All we want in Minneapolis is justice and the truth.
Several officials with the Trump administration maintain that the ICE agent acted in self-defense in the shooting of Good. A Detroit Lakes woman has died after a shark attack at the U.S. Virgin Islands. Authorities say 56-year-old Arlene Lewis was swimming at Dorsch Beach in St. Croix when she was attacked and lost an arm before succumbing to her injuries. The Virgin Islands Police Department is investigating the incident. And today is known as Quitter's Day, the point in January when most people abandon their New Year's resolutions. Among those is quitting commercial tobacco. Mike Sheldon with the Minnesota Department of Health says for those struggling, there are free resources to help you stay on track.
QuitPartner is a free program that provides support for any Minnesota resident who wants to quit any type of commercial tobacco, whether that's smoking, vaping, chewing, pouches, hookah, any type of commercial tobacco product. And it provides that free support in a number of different ways.
More info can be found at QuitPartner.com. In other headlines, U.S. Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith are calling on the Department of Justice and the FBI to coordinate with state and local law enforcement in the investigation of the fatal ICE shooting of 37-year-old Renee Good. Klobuchar and Smith made the request through a letter to U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi. The letter states it's important that the investigation be thorough, objective, and impartial. Education Minnesota is giving ICE a clear message: stay out of Minnesota schools. President Monica Byron says in the last 2 days, an elementary school went on lockdown and Minneapolis schools closed in fear of ICE on campus property.
Parents should never have to choose between their children's safety and learning. Yet seats are empty in Minnesota's classrooms across the state right now as families are keeping their students at home.
State officials announced today they'd be doing their own investigation of the shooting. Country music star Chris Stapleton is coming to Minnesota this summer. Stapleton's bringing his All-American Road Show to the new Mystic Lake Amphitheater July 29th. Tickets go on sale to the public next Friday. This is MNN.